Matt, you are looking absolutely glowing today. What's your secret?
Well, Anna, I've been using this new hydrating tanning mist called Goldie B with two E's.
I'll have to check it out. I've never heard of it.
Go to their Instagram.
I want the fairy tale. I want the Prince Charming.
She, how do I put this, isn't a fan of my kissing style.
So we were boyfriend and girlfriend for about 12 hours. He's in a trash bin. He's non-recyclable. Catch you never.
I love being in love. I love love.
A hens and bucks party isn't like a last hurrah, but a lot of people go on their hens and bucks and they're like, this is my last hurrah.
Well, yeah, no, that doesn't make sense to me. You mean, why would you want a last hurrah when you're going into a marriage?
It literally makes no sense. Like, the last hurrah was supposed to be had.
Where's Your Head At is a podcast that talks all things relationships, breakups, reality TV, trending shows, and everything in between.
This is your new go-to destination for laughs, gossip, intimate details, advice, and much more.
Good morning.
Good morning, Anna. How are you feeling today?
Hello. Nice to be back.
Turn on for the week, Anna.
Okay. So if you follow my social media, you would see that I've started running this year. So Michael is like a very good runner. He just loves running. He probably goes on a run like four times a week at least.
Enjoys it.
Loves it. Like, he froths it. Even if we're driving along the beach or something and he sees people running, he's like, gets like excited about it. Like, he loves to run.
Is there something wrong in someone's psyche that they like running?
I mean, to be fair, like, running was always my go-to, but I have to be, I feel like to run, I need to have like a really like good mindset. Like, I need to be a problem.
And I'll just run from it.
Like, what? No, but I mean, running is so good for your health, good for your cardiovascular system. So I was like, I'm going to be like super fit and healthy this year. Obviously, last year was not a good health year for me. So this is like I'm running to like try to be healthy. And I started with 1K, literally horrendous, was dying. Now I'm up to 3.25K.
Steady jog. Steady pace?
It's kind of like a fast run, yeah.
That's pretty good. How many weeks did that take?
Three. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But like, I'm really proud of it. And I'm like posting it on my social media being like, I did 3K. And like, people are giving me shit being like, oh, pff, only 3K.
Well,
I'm
don't like, put somebody. How long did it take you, sorry, to do 3K?
It took me, I think it was 19 minutes.
Oh, shit. When I was at my fittest training for TAC Cup, I would run that in 8:15.
So you were like full sprinting.
Yeah, like super fit at 3K. I couldn't run 3K and I reckon
but
an
it's
hour.
Like a build-up thing. Like after 1K, I was like completely cooked. Then I went to 2K, cooked after 2. Now I'm at 3.25. Like who knows like what I'm going to be able to do soon. But I see a lot of people and they share their little running app thing and people are doing like 10K, 20K. I just think like, wow, how are people running so far? Like I'm so out of breath. I am like, when I say I'm a tomato, like I'm a full beetroot tomato. You've never seen a redder complexion on someone than me after I run.
I ran in when I was fit and modeling and running every day. I ran I can't remember how far it was. 15 kilometers or something in 45 minutes after a night doing pub crawls and on the literally on the darts and like smashing pints in London, and I ran that the next day.
Yeah,
I literally now I don't even reckon I could get out of bed after that. Like it's yeah, like I want to be fit again. You know what? I'm gonna take up running. I've said this before.
Are you?
No, I've said this before. I won't. But
do it. It's so good.
I try to start running again. One of Tammy's sister's husbands is getting into it as well, and we were talking about it, and then we were like, let's get into running. I want to do it as well.
It's really good. It's just, you feel so good like mentally. Like for me mentally after it, I'm like on a high.
Yeah, but the endorphins.
A real high, like a long high. Like for the rest of the day, I'm feeling really good.
Okay.
And I think that potentially could be good for you in your mental health.
It would, yeah. All right, I'm going to try run, but like, I don't know. When do you do it?
There's an app that Michael has. I'll get it for you. I'll post it on the Facebook group. And you basically, you press go and it, I think that makes it more enjoyable because you can like see your progress.
Is it the one like Instagram and you post it and everyone sees it? Well, my mates are on that.
I'm not sure. Okay, I'll find out and get back to you on that. Get back to everyone on that. What's your turn on of the week?
Mine isn't so much a turn on. Mine's more, a recommendation. I'm going to the dentist to see this afternoon. I don't think I've been to the dentist in... Oh. Yeah, no, it sounds bad. I've got
How long?
A year, I reckon.
A year.
Yeah. Well,
it's not about having perfect teeth. It's about like...
The checkup, yeah.
What's going on like under the smile.
I think my last checkup was due... Oh, well, maybe, it would be a year because it's every 6 months. And my last one was November. I mean, that's such a busy end of the year. I just cancelled it. So I've moved it to now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get like the clean, going to get new retainers. So I'm going to get a new retainer to leave at Tammy's house and one in my travel bag and then one here. So like, you know, because I can't sleep without my retainers.
Yeah.
I need them. So I'm going to get like one for everywhere and just get it generally checked up. So that's my tip, go. I mean, I brush my teeth, how many times a day? 3, 5, 4.
I mean, if you can overbrush your teeth, you're definitely hitting that mark because you're doing it a lot.
I like my oral hygiene. I like to stay hygienic.
I mean, I'm going to the dentist next Monday as well. So it is actually a really good tip, especially for the start of the year, just like something to check off, especially if you have health insurance, that like little, you have some money to spend on dental now.
You do, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the rest on physio?
Get on it, huh?
And physio, the rest is
physio. Physio, like naturopath.
I'll have to check my package and see what I've got. Because I wouldn't have...
Oh,
I wouldn't
glasses. I got some glasses recently.
I've got 2020.
Do you?
I haven't used any of that stuff. So I want, does it bank over, roll over?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think it's like just for the end of the year. My health insurance is full on.
Yeah.
Like I have to get... pregnancy cover now just because like you need it 12 months before you're even like thinking about having a baby. So like
you're thinking of having a baby.
Well, I mean, I'm not thinking about having a baby, but it's just like I'm getting married soon. Nothing's planned, but you just have to like just in case you need to get it. So I've got it and it's not cheap. Let me say that much. It's
speaking
not
of
cheap.
Not cheap, we're full into wedding planning. Fuck me, Anna.
Is this your ick of the week?
Yeah, go on. Make it the ick of the week. I mean, I love and I can't wait to get married and I'm so excited and all that. But like, you know, it's not cheap, is it?
Everything is so hiked up. Like, I swear, as soon as people hear the word wedding, it's just like, well, add 50% onto that.
Yeah, but it's an entrapment as well because you definitely want to pay it and you're like, you can't wait to get married. So you're like, fuck it, I'm going to have to. You know, like they control they have the monopoly of the situation because you want to pay. So, go on. That's my ick of the week, that wedding planning. But we're right into wedding planning, so I'm very excited.
It's exciting, but it's also like a reality check when you see all the costs start to come in and you're like, holy moly. Like, I remember I was watching Australia's Cheapest Weddings and on that show...
What's that on?
I think it's on, I don't know, on one of the networks, like 7,
is it a TLC show?
No, it's an Australian, like Australia's Cheapest Weddings, Australian show.
Fuck, I'd love something like that. That'd be so good to watch. Funny.
You actually should watch it. It's hilarious. I love it so much. But at the start of that show, they're like, they say something along the lines of like, the average Australian wedding is $60,000. So these people have tried to do it on a budget, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, $60,000, like that's a crazy amount of money. If you're not getting help from like parents to help like fund that, like where are people getting all of this money from? Like it's scary.
I know.
And even like having an international wedding, like a lot of people do that because it actually ends up working out somewhat cheaper. Obviously there's flights and stuff that to get yourself there, but
you get the pretenders that don't come.
The what?
Like people that like, you know, would flake out so you don't have to pay for them.
Yeah, but you think that, but like everyone who I've invited is coming.
It's exciting though. Like I'm not going to give too much away. Oh, I can tell you this. We've picked our wedding song. Yeah.
I did see that on socials that you guys had like a little beach. What was it? A beach day?
So we had like a picnic and we brought each other a list of songs.
That's cute.
That we wanted to put like a playlist essentially.
I thought you guys already had a song.
Yeah, we
is it
do
that
have a
song?
Song. No.
Okay.
We wanted like our first dance song. We put our song and all that. So it's like, I'm not allowed to say anything about it. So that's why I'm being very vague.
Oh my God, that's exciting.
It's a beautiful song. It's really cute.
That's exciting. I have mine too.
Yeah.
We
did
you
pick
exchange.
Yours or?
Yes. So.
Just mine. The song we picked was from my list. Just
from your list? He's happy about that, guys. He's got the biggest smile on his face.
It was a good song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm excited. We'll have to exchange those songs.
I'm not allowed to, sorry.
Oh, you can't tell me?
I can't tell anyone.
Oh, it's a full secret.
Yeah, it's a full secret.
Fine, I'm not telling mine.
I've been sworn to secrecy. And it's hard because you're so excited about stuff. Like, even like every little detail I want to tell, and I've like made a promise that I won't tell anyone anything, so it's a surprise.
Yeah.
And I'm just like sitting there like... I just want to, you know how I am. Like, I love telling stuff and I'm excited about it, but I can't. Yeah.
But it's like worth the final outcome of like when you do have that moment, it will be extra.
Oh, special. I can't wait for the, it's like I've seen some stuff and what we're going to do, and it's going to be an amazing day. I'm so excited for that. But yeah, it's all happening.
I'm excited. I need to book accommodation.
I need to book my tickets for yours still.
Have you not booked your tickets to my wedding?
No, we're nutting out the dates of what we're going to do.
Okay, yeah, I should probably do that tomorrow. Little tip, there's $1,400 return flights with Etihad at the moment.
Fuck yeah.
Melbourne to London. If you want to go Melbourne to Athens, there's $1,600 with Etihad.
And then you go Athens to Corfu.
Yeah.
All right, I might do that
You
tonight.
Need to really get I'll on that. That this evening, yeah. You've asked me my wedding dates like 4 times. I'm like, I've already told you. You've also got the email with all the details.
And I've also got your calendar.
And you've got my calendar with the wedding dates in there. And you're like, can you tell me the dates again? I'm like, I've
What was one of my messages? Dumb it down as possible for me. Like, just give me the exact dates of what's what.
But I've done that every single time.
I know.
I've told you the exact place to book accommodation as well. So you'll be close.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is that one close to the venue?
Extremely close, and it's beautiful, like waterfront, amazing.
What's your ick for the week, Anna?
Okay, well, look, speaking of weddings, I, as you know, track my period. So I know when my ovulation date is. I know when, like, you know, where everything's kind of situated.
You're gonna be in a
mood. So obviously, I have no contraception at the moment.
Yeah.
From now on, like, so I'm not doing
trying.
No, I'm not trying to have a baby, but I'm just like, I don't need contraception. Like, I'm tracking my cycle so well. Yeah. But anyway, since I am tracking and I kind of put the dates in, it does like 6 months of what's coming up. And I've realized that I'm going to have my period for my whole wedding week. Like, I'm at the moment getting 10-day periods. I don't even know if that's normal. Like, I don't know if I need to go see a GP about that, because I just think 10 days is like ridiculous to just have your period for that long. So I don't know if something's wrong, but anyway, maybe I should get that checked out after this. But yeah, period for the whole wedding week and then spilling on to the friend moon, which is so annoying. I'm like irritated. Yeah.
Does that always, that's not gospel though.
What?
That tracker. It's not gospel.
Yeah, it is. I'm like very regular.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it can fluctuate and change. And
maybe by like a day. Like,
oh, okay.
Forward and back. But like essentially what it says goes. But yeah, like you're only meant to get your period for a maximum of 7 days and I'm going 10. So it's kind of, you know, that's an ick. And then having my period for the wedding is an ick. But there's literally nothing I can do about it. Like, I could go on the pill and try and skip my period, but then I'm like, I don't want to be on any contraception anymore. Like, I've had 10,
not just for that.
Not just for the, well, I don't know. I've like loved not being on anything.
How long does it take to kick in?
The pill can like mess up how you're feeling, and you know, I just don't want to like mess with my hormones. So I'm a bit like,
it's not the worst thing.
It's not the worst.
Put a towel down.
Yeah, I know. But like when I imagine my wedding night, do I imagine a towel down or do I imagine myself in like white lingerie? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be wearing white lingerie.
We were talking off air, Anna, and we were comparing ring sizes and cock sizes before, weren't
we? You're an idiot. you're so unwell.
And we were talking about a ring, and it... We were asking the question because this has come up on my Instagram a couple of times this week and in my newsfeed. Can you try on someone else's ring before they do?
What does that mean?
Well, say, for instance, like when I took you to, we went to Unique Diamonds, the jewelers, and you were helping with the ring. Apparently, it's bad luck if you tried on our engagement ring.
Yeah, which I didn't, just to be clear.
Just to be clear.
You did. You definitely did.
Which makes zero sense because it didn't even get past my...
You were going on the pinky finger. I was like, I don't know if you think that's going to fit.
And it didn't even get past my nail.
I mean, yeah, so there's been a bit of like controversy around this recently.
Because there was an influencer that she did a story, didn't she, or something? And she was trying on her friend's engagement ring and it copped a bit of backlash for doing that before her friend's fiance proposed.
Yeah, like I can understand. Like there's two trains of thought about it. I personally wouldn't be offended if I was the friend because it looks like it could be potentially like a collab and maybe helping her partner out. So I would be like, I'm glad that my partner's getting helped out. I don't know. Like I have tried on before I was engaged my friend's engagement rings because I was like, oh my God, I want to see what it looks like on my finger. Like I'm not superstitious at all.
Yeah.
So if you're asking me, like about the superstition of it, because there is a superstition that apparently like you're unlucky in love if you try on other people's engagement ring, which I just absolutely don't believe in. I've been very lucky in love. I've actually not, to be fair.
Well, you are,
I'm lucky now. Yeah, I'm lucky now. But yeah, like should you try on someone's engagement ring before they've tried it on themselves? Maybe not.
I think out of just not respect, but out of just... what's the word? Like tradition or out of like good wit, like just don't wait till they've tried it on. And then if they offer it to you to try on.
Like maybe, you can ask if, can I try on?
Yeah. Can I see how that looks like? Maybe. But then that's sort of weird. I mean, I wouldn't.
I've asked that of my friends. Like, can I try on your ring? Like, I want to see what I look like with an engagement ring on.
But that's apparently, that's bad luck.
Yeah, but I don't believe in that.
Do you?
Like there's things I believe in, definitely. I'm like superstition wise, but that's definitely not one of them.
I won't put new shoes on the counter, on the bench. That's bad luck.
Is it?
And if somebody does around me, I get them to throw salt over their left shoulder.
Witchy poo matter for you.
That's bad luck. Well, I've said to Tammy at our wedding, I want to do all the traditions. I want something borrowed, something blue, something old, something new.
Cute.
I want to do the bouquet. I want to do everything, like all the traditions. Like I'm a tradition. Like if I'm going to do it, I'm only having one wedding in my life and I want it to be like hit all those things.
Is this what Tammy was talking about when she was saying you're a bit of a groomzilla?
This is my only request.
This is what I want. I want something borrowed, something blues. You know what? It's nice that you're involved and like it's nice you're taking an interest, but like
there's a WhatsApp group and I haven't even said anything. I'm not getting involved. I've just said my piece.
You're just saying your piece on the sidelines. This is what I want. This is what I will be having. Yeah. I'm a traditional guy.
Anna, this episode has been very wedding heavy, guys.
Yes.
Don't worry. We're not going to continue down this route. Unless you want us to, though. Happy to. But, you know, we're on our wedding year. So, we obviously want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Next thing we're going to chat about, Anna, is bucks and hens.
This is a big topic. So much to unpack with bucks and hens, I would say.
Well, it's almost as much planning goes into this as the wedding.
Do you reckon? Well, not for you.
Not for anyone. Not for anyone. It goes to the best man and the maid of honor. It lands on their shoulders, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Has your maid of honor and bridesmaids planned anything for you?
So, yeah. So, basically, our plan is we're going to go to the Gold Coast. We're going to all stay at the same hotel. We're going to go to a cabaret night.
Cabaret?
I think it's just like a, I don't know, like, don't ask.
Like burlesque?
Yeah, I think like a burlesque kind of show.
Cool.
We're going to do a boat party. We might spend some time at the pool. Just like get away from Melbourne. Obviously, the Gold Coast has amazing weather. I think we're going to do it in April. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. And then Michael's best man, he's like literally planned everything. He's just told Michael a weekend that he needs to make sure he's free for. And Rory, his best man, is going to pick him up from our house and just drive him to wherever... whatever they've got planned, really.
Well, Dale, if you're listening, probably not, but there you go. Take some inspo from that. Are you going to the strippers, Anna?
No.
Why not? You don't want to see any men take their clothes off?
No. I don't find strippers hot, firstly.
Why?
Because I'm attracted to my fiancé. Like, I don't need, like...
Michael stripping? Do you find that hot?
Yeah.
Just... So you're not interested in topless waiters or anything like that?
No, 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 no. And like, I don't want any dick straws.
I was literally about to ask.
You I don't want dick any straws? Like dick paraphernalia at my hen's party. Like,
pin
I want
the dick
it to
on
be
Michael.
What?
Pin the dick on Michael?
No. Like, I think it's like I want it to be like really like chic, classy, aesthetic. And I think like the furthest I'd go would be like to have his like face on a popsicle stick and like, you know how people do that with like their face. I think that would be as far as I go. But I think like I want it to just be about having fun, dressing up with the girls.
So no theme.
Like. No, we'll have themes. We'll be up on the Gold Coast for 3 days. And I think each night we're going to have like a dress code.
Is one of them going to be Anna's last rodeo and you dress up as cowgirls?
No. That's been really, really overdone, unfortunately. And if you did have a like rodeo or like cowboy girl theme, it does look really cool. So I'm not trying to.
It's done now, though.
I'm not throwing shade. But yeah, we've got our themes. I'm obviously not going to reveal them now. But yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
Is Michael allowed to go to the strippers? Or have you had a stern word to Rory?
Do you know what the best thing about Michael and Rory are? I love them so much. They literally have like said to me, they're like, we don't want strippers. We would never go to the strippers. That's not for us. Like they're like so off that. They're just not about that type of thing. I think they just want to have like a wholesome boys weekend. A lot of Michael's friends all have kids now, so they don't get to see each other as often. So I think it's just about like bonding with each other. I think they might go play golf. I think it's just like going to be wholesome. Obviously, they're going to get lit and yeah, it's going to be nice. What about you? Like, what's your stance on strippers at a Bucks party?
I don't care much for them. Yeah. I've said it before. Like, I don't find them attractive. I find it kind of cringe.
Yeah.
I remember I was at a Bucks or something and there was a stripper there and I was just in the corner talking to a mate. Like, I didn't even care for it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not, I don't find it hot. I find it cringe. Like, I couldn't tell you the last time I even went to a strip club.
Yeah, neither.
Like, fuck, I wouldn't have been.
It's been a while.
Probably once when I was 18. I'm just not into him.
Yeah.
So I've told my mates because it's come up in conversation, like for the Bucks. I said, no strippers. I find it.
If I know your friends, I reckon they're going to like do one that's like a secret. Like a secret stripper. Like they won't tell you about it.
They wouldn't.
I just have a feeling they might.
No.
You need to be crystal clear. Like, guys, if you're listening, we don't want strippers.
No
strippers.
I don't think they seem pretty. My mates seemed like they didn't want them either. They
were
like,
really?
Yeah, no. Like Dale doesn't care for them. Like, yeah. I don't think they do. They're all in relationships now. I don't think they care for it
much. So what's your plan?
So the plan is, I don't know. They haven't made a plan. But if my ideal Bucks party.
If anyone's listening.
I want to keep it small. I don't want a big one. Like my groom's party and we and a couple of mates, maybe we go somewhere. We get a house. Go play golf or something. Yeah. A driving range more than golf.
Yeah.
Drinks into like a steak dinner. Ooh. Steak night, like a nice steak.
You do love a steak night, don't you?
I do, into a nice steak dinner. Then I think that it's been chatted with Tammy that then we meet up at like an Airbnb or a penthouse with her hen's party and then we like cross them over and continue to have a big party for the night.
So where is this going to take place? Would this be Gold Coast or Melbourne or it's undecided?
Undecided, I think. Right. I sent her maid of honour, Amy, my best man's Instagram actually the other day and said, this is who you need to talk to because they were talking about it on the phone.
Got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's exciting.
It is. Yeah. It's exciting. I'm not, like I said, I don't care for topless waiters or strippers or anything like that. I think the era of that sort of stuff's dead anyway.
Yeah. It's a bit cringe.
It's a bit. Yeah.
I mean, if you're listening and that's what you're into, that's completely fine. Like I have a friend, one of my best friends actually, when I was saying like I want no dick paraphernalia at my hand, she was like, I want all the dick paraphernalia. I want dick straws. I want dick napkins. I want like all of it. And I was like, that's so fine. Like you do you and like it's going to be fun. And like I think it's fun when like everyone kind of just has exactly what they want for that occasion.
Tammy said the same thing. We're in Sexyland the other day and I was like pointing at the dick straws and that. And I was like, oh, look, it's your hen's night. And she was like, I want none of that stuff. She said the
really?
Same thing. I want it chic.
Yeah.
That word gets thrown around a lot.
Chic.
Even in the wedding planning meeting. What's that? Chic, elegant.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. That's exactly what you want for your wedding.
Yeah. So that's the go.
I mean, one of my ex-boyfriends was a topless waiter for hen's parties, remember?
Yeah.
Was it ringing some bells?
Well, I can imagine who, yeah.
And I, and I remember he said to me, he was like, after working as a topless waiter, I don't trust any women. And I was like, why? And he was like, because I've had sex with so many brides-to-be. And I was like, really? Like, that's crazy.
Oh, fuck me. That,
that's so crazy.
Because, I mean,
the whole... Obviously, well, in both of our heads, hens and bucks party isn't like a last hurrah. But a lot of people go on their hens and bucks and they're like, this is my last hurrah.
Well, yeah, no, that doesn't make sense to me. You mean, why would you want a last hurrah when you're going into a marriage?
It literally makes no sense. Like, the last hurrah was last, supposed to be had.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Well, if you're going into a marriage, I feel like you're meant to be very, you know, like...
Secure,
ready to go.
You know what you want.
You know what you want. Yeah, done with all that garbage.
Yeah. I wonder how many marriages have not gone ahead because at a bucks party or a hen's party, the bride-to-be or groom-to-be has actually cheated on their partner with like a stripper or someone
out. That's the ultimate betrayal, a week or month out from the wedding as well.
But then imagine in that person's head, they're thinking, well, this is my last hurrah, so this is okay.
That's not, I could not relate to that.
I cannot, I absolutely cannot relate to that in any sort of way.
What would you do if Michael's friends surprised him with a stripper?
I'd be pissed at all of them. But Michael doesn't want a stripper. So if there was a stripper, then I would just be like, why? Like,
if a stripper,
this was not wanted. Like, there's no need.
If my mates did that, I would ask the stripper politely to leave.
Yeah.
I'd say,
thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming. Keep your clothes on. Go.
Jesus. I thought you were going to ask me the question, like, what would you do if Michael, like, cheated on the bucks night?
That's not even in the conversation. And
you know what I would do.
Yeah, obviously. That's not even...
It would be dunzo.
That's not even in the conversation. That's just a weird way of thinking, I feel.
Do you worry that, like, pre-wedding, it's such a thing that people get cold feet? I worry about that sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's a full thing. Like, just before people get married, they're like, have a meltdown. Like, who knows how I'm going to feel? Who knows how Michael's going to feel? You know, and with you guys, like, it's a real thing. Like, cold feet is a real thing. I think that's where cold feet came from. Like, just before marrying someone, being like, shit, is this my, like, forever person?
Friends reference. That's the starting episode where Rachel gets cold feet with her fiance.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Walk down the aisle.
And she doesn't walk down the aisle.
No.
Yeah. Do you worry about that? I don't know. Maybe that's just a me thing. Maybe it's just my anxious attachment style.
I'm anxious attachment style, but I'm pretty secure in that.
Yeah, like, I know that, like,
I think Tammy's gonna be walking down that aisle if
like, yeah, I know, but like, sometimes I just imagine it and I'm like, imagine if like one of us got cold feet and then the wedding didn't go ahead. Like, how crazy would that be?
Would you let us party on?
If we were all in Greece, I'd be partying on. I'd take myself to Mykonos and cry my sorrow, drink my sorrows away.
Good, because if I was there and Michael wasn't there and the wedding, he got cold feet, I would like to still.
Like, even just the fact that we're, like, going to get married, just to think about the fact that there's been, like, runaway brides or runaway grooms, like, at the wedding. Like, that is the craziest thing to me. Like, like, even the fact that we've now seen, like, costings, like how much that costs. Imagine to not even show up to your own wedding. Like, that just, I can't, like,
you don't actually get deposits back.
I can't wrap my head around that. Can you?
No, I'm at the end of that aisle. If for no reason, there would be no reason why I wouldn't be.
Yeah, same. There's no reason why I wouldn't be walking up the aisle if no one's there to greet me. Just this is toxic chat. This is toxic chat.
So, red flag, green flag's a little bit different this week, Anna. We're going to call it allowed or banned. So, I'll ask a question. You tell me if it's allowed or banned. We've already answered this one, I feel. Strippers.
One, two, three. Banned.
Okay, it's literally on that topic as well. Lap dancers, allowed or banned?
Three, two, one. Banned.
Well, strippers and lap dancers go hand in hand, I feel.
Yeah.
Okay. Casino, allowed or banned?
Three, two, one. Allowed.
I don't care for a casino.
But is it allowed or is it banned? Yes. 3, 2, 1, allowed.
Sure, banned.
Banned?
I don't care for a casino, to be fair.
Yeah, but this is about like if you're allowing or banning the other person. This isn't about you.
Allowed.
No, okay, allowed.
Allowed.
Limo. 3, 2, 1,
allowed. I mean, sure. Excessive alcohol.
3, 2, 1, allowed.
It's your hens or your buck, sure. They don't message you the whole night.
3, 2, 1, banned.
Yeah, you know how I feel about that. Okay, on the opposite end of that, they blow up your phone while you're out and it doesn't allow you to enjoy yourself.
3, 2, 1, banned.
Banned. I always think there's a right amount of messages on a night
out.
What's
the right amount of messages from your partner on your bucks or hands? I think like maybe like a phone call check-in, like, hey, babe, how's it going? Really good.
I just think if there's a conversation, you don't ignore it. Like, you just keep, like, you know, a conversation obviously dies.
But I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to impede on Michael's night by, like, texting him.
No, you shouldn't do that. What are you doing now? But if, like, you don't just ignore the message. Like, everyone's on their phone and it takes no longer than 10 seconds to reply to a message.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, it's no harm in that. If there's no conversation, then it's fine. Do what you got to do. But if she sent me a message or something, I'll reply.
Yeah. Okay, Matt, it's time for Am I the Asshole? My sister Alice is getting married to Chris. I'm very happy for them. He's the best guy I know. I've been friends with Chris since high school and I actually set them up a couple of years ago. The bachelor party happened last Friday. It was between our friendship group, 6 of us total. Having known Chris for many years, I know he's a bit of a pushover, very go with the flow. Whenever we all meet up, he's happy to do whatever. He isn't someone who is very assertive. For his bachelor party, he wanted to get beers and hang at my place since I have a huge yard, pool table, actual pool and jacuzzi. He wanted a relaxing night. Unbeknownst to Chris, Mark managed to talk the guys into chipping in for a stripper and did not mention it to me until the day of this party.
Damn, Mark. Up to his usual tricks.
He thought it would be a good idea since Chris and Alice both agree not to tell each other what happens at their prospective parties.
Red flag.
I immediately told Mark to cancel and that it was a bad idea. For starters, this is a bachelor party for the man marrying my sister. I know she wouldn't want him to dance with an almost naked woman before he marries her. Secondly, I don't want a stripper in my home. I respect that if you want to do that for a single man at a club, but not in my home for a groom to be. Thirdly, they didn't ask Chris about it, and I feel it goes against his wishes of a relaxing night. He said it was too late because he'd already ordered her, so I kept an eye on my door camera for the rest of the night and turned her away before any of the guys could answer.
He'd put the deposit down.
I said it was just one of my neighbors asking for something. Today, Mark asked me about it since he'd contacted where he'd hired her from. They told him I turned her away. I confessed that I did for the following reasons above, and he said it was a dick move to cancel her without telling him, since it was meant to be a surprise gift for his party. Am I the asshole for intervening? Chris had a great night without a stripper anyway.
Well, no, I don't think you're the asshole. I mean, your sister's groom, I wouldn't want a girl grinding on them. Do you know what I mean?
But like, also, like, your sister comes first. She takes precedence over anyone else. So she's looking out for her sister.
I think, though, there's no, don't, like, and this goes to what you're saying before. If my mates want to surprise me with one, I don't want one. So, like, if they did walk in, if I was Chris, I'd just be like, ugh. Like, lame.
Like, if you've already said you don't want it, I think she's actually following his wishes by turning her away. Don't you reckon?
Yeah, no, he's done the right move. I don't think he's an asshole at all. I think Mark's a bit of a loser for booking one when it's been prefaced that they don't want one. And too bad, too sad, mate. Get over yourself.
This is the thing as well, though. Like, I feel like at a Bucks party, right, if there's a guy who's at the Bucks party and he's like, well, I want a stripper. I thought I was at a Bucks party. I assumed there was going to be a stripper here. Then they could order one for their own self-pleasure as opposed to thinking about the groom-to-be. And I think that's where it can get a little bit tricky.
But, like, it's not their day.
It's not their Bucks. Not their day, but they're like, I'm at a Bucks party. I expect for there to be a stripper here.
It's so cliche and so naft and tacky strippers out of a bucks thing. I think, like, you know, if that's what you want to do, why don't you go out afterwards to the strip club? Like,
I mean, the thing is, each to their own. Like, if that's your vibe, go for it. But I just think, like Matt said, if you've specifically said this is not what I want, I think people should respect that. And I think never expect that that's how a bucks party or a hens party is going to unfold.
I don't think he's the asshole. I think he's done the right thing. But a bit of a red flag we both pointed out was they don't tell each other what happens in the respective parties.
Yeah, that's weird.
Bit of a red flag.
I mean, that kind of like...
What are you not reporting to your partner?
That's kind of like the mentality of like what happens at my bucks party and hens party stays at the bucks party and hens party. I mean, we all know that type of toxic chat. You just, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to be a part of that.
Nah, communication is key. I don't think that's the right way to go.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. As always, make sure you give us a 5-star review. It means the absolute world to us. And head over to our Facebook page to continue the conversation there. Until next time.
See ya.
Bye. Not as much wedding chat next time.
Yeah, don't worry.
We're all wedding chatted out. Yeah, bye, guys.
Bye.